This devotion is taken from Hosea 11, and it is my favorite passage about God being our loving Father. So it excites me that God has allowed me to share this with all of you. Let me first give you some background on the book of Hosea, and then we'll zero in on Hosea 11. In the book of Hosea, God uses the illustration of being Israel's husband. However, in Hosea 11, God shows his longing for his people to come back to him by talking about them as his rebellious children. And he does this very emotionally, as you will see. I'm going to read Hosea 11, 1 through 8 from the Good News Translation. Also, I'm going to throw in some verses from the New American Standard Translation. And as I read Hosea 11, I will share some insights on the verses to make them hopefully very personal to all of us. Hosea 11, 1 through 2. The Lord says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him and called him out of Egypt as my son. But the more I called to him, the more he turned away from me. My people sacrificed to Baal. They burned incense to idols." I know many of you are parents, or you're going to be a parent. I also know the great love mothers and fathers have for their kids. I love mine so much it hurts at times. But what if your daughter or your son, when they got older, turned away from you? And the more you loved them and tried to reason with them, the more they were determined to follow after the person or the thing that was so harmful to them. How would you feel? Awful. Afraid for them. How does God feel when we do that to him? Oh, ladies, how many things or persons do we follow after that is so harmful to us? How does God feel? Because he loves us. And we know he loves us more than we love any of our children. There really isn't any comparison, even though I know some of you and I know how much you love your children. God still loves us more. Isaiah 49:15 paints a beautiful picture of what we mean to God and how much he loves us. In Isaiah, God says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget." But God goes on and says, "I will not forget you. If it is possible for a woman to forget her nursing child, which I don't know how that would be, but we're human, God will never, 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 never forget you and me. Even if you forget him, and we do by following our Baals, our idols, which could be our houses, our cars, our friends, our spouses, our kids, you name it, whatever God created for us to enjoy, we can love that thing or person a lot more than God. Twas, we end up forgetting him. But how does he feel when we forget him? Well, Hosea 11:3-8 tells us. Let's start by reading Hosea 11:3 and talking about it. God says, yet I was the one who taught Israel to walk. I took my people up in my arms, but they did not acknowledge that I took care of them. Those of us who are parents have wonderful memories of teaching our children to walk. Remember those times? You take their little hands. Oh, I love those little hands. They're so precious. And you help them learn to walk. You're right there for them. If they fall, you lift them up. And you lovingly hold them and comfort them. I need to remind you that this is God talking about us, that he teaches us to walk throughout life, that he holds us in his arms. We need to think about this, take this to heart. I can just see what God wants us to see in this, that he is taking our little hands in his big ones, teaching us to walk through life with him, which is his heart's desire. He created us to be with him. He takes us up in his arms if we will let him. I'm sure all of you have had kids that you try to pick them up and they kick you. Andrew used to kick me in my shins when I would pick him up, and he did not want to be picked up and carried in my arms. How many times do we kick God in his shins because he wants to hold us? Also, how much do we not acknowledge that he is taking care of us? In other words, we're just not thankful for what he has given to us, done for us. Oh, ladies, he loves us so much. He is always there. He lives within us. Yes, he disciplines us, but only for our good. And let me remind you, he doesn't love us because our walk with him is perfect. Oh, no, it's anything but. He loves us because we are his children. Hosea 11:4, 5a, and 7a explains how much God loves us and wants to have a close fatherly relationship with us. Now, I want to say I know some of you struggle with wanting to be close to any type of father because of human experience. I know I can feel that way. But God is not like our human father. He is not like us. He is God. And these verses show us that his love for us is so unselfish, so unconditional, so wonderful. But let me stop and read the verses. God says, I do them to me with affection and love. I picked them up and held them to my cheek. Can you just feel putting your cheek to God's? God goes on and says, he bent down to them. The God of the universe bent down to them and fed them. But they refuse to return to me, the living God. They insisted on turning away from me, their loving Father. You can just feel God's hurt, can't you? I just want to say, put yourself in God's spot as parents. You love your kids so very much. Throughout life, you have picked them up and even held them to your face, cheek to cheek. You feel that little, sweet little face to yours? That's how intimate God wants to be with us. Just think how you have fed them, clothed them, taken care of them. God has us too. So how do you feel when they refuse to come to you? When they insist on turning away from you? You don't feel too good. God doesn't either. But oh, ladies, we turn away from God. We insist on it. When we sin, that's what we're doing, turning away from God. Hosea 11:8 will end us. This verse gives us a glimpse into God's emotions when we have chosen to turn from him. Verse 8 says, how can I give you up, Israel? Just imagine God saying this. How can I abandon you? Because what was happening, Israel had given God up, had abandoned God. And then God goes on and says, could I ever destroy you? And God could destroy us with one word. I don't even think he'd need one word. And then God goes on and says, my heart will not let me do it. My love for you is too strong. Let's end with the application. Do you give up on God? You might be thinking, I don't give up on God. But let me ask you. We give up on him by not giving him much time, much attention. We give everyone else, everything else, our time and attention. God kind of seems to get the last of it. That's kind of giving up on God. If God gave you his last time and attention, you'd know it. You wouldn't like it. He doesn't like it either. Do you abandon God? You might be thinking, no, I don't. The harsh reality is you abandon God every time you sin. Because when you sin, you're saying to God, I don't want what you want. I don't want your desires. I can live without you. In other words, you're abandoning him. Of course, we are helpless to stop God from destroying us. But he never wanted to and doesn't want to. How do we know this for sure? First of all, he created us to be with us, to love us. And most of all, he died for us so that we would not have to be destroyed. So that he could be our loving Father. O Lord, whether we're parents or not, or parents to be, we all are someone's child. O Lord, no matter what type of father we had, one that loved us, one that didn't, or one that just wasn't there much, no matter what type of human father we had, Lord, make us know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you are and will be always our loving Father. Amen.